And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of November, 2015. 1925, on this day in Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry began broadcasting over WSM, new radio station started by the National Life and Accident Insurance Company. WSM stood for We Shield Millions, and the show was called the WSM Barn Dance. It's the birthday of the novelist Rita Mae Brown, born Hanover, Pennsylvania, 1944, wrote a novel, Ruby Fruit Jungle, about the coming of age of a lesbian. Nobody wanted to publish it at the time, but it has since sold more than a million copies. And it's the birthday of the poet and artist William Blake, London, 1757. When he was just 4 years old, he had a vision that God was at his window, and a few years later went for a walk, saw a tree filled with angels, their wings were shining. When he was 14, he apprenticed to an engraver, and so he made his own books. Not long after that, his beloved brother Robert died, and Blake claimed that he saw his brother's spirit rise through the ceiling, clapping its hands with joy, and had regular conversations with his dead brother after that, and from him learned a method of engraving called illuminated printing, in which Blake would design an image in acid-resistant liquid and then etch away everything else with acid, leaving a relief image to which he could apply paint. He used the technique for many of his great works, including Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience. He died at the age of 69, William Blake, spending the day of his death working on a series of engravings of Dante's Divine Comedy. At the time of his death, he was rather obscure, best remembered for his engravings, or maybe his one famous poem, The Tiger. But the consensus was that he was insane, and his books had sold very few copies. It wasn't until more than 30 years after his death that a biography of Blake by Alexander and Anne Gilchrist established his reputation as an important artist. William Blake, who said, "Without minute neatness of execution, the sublime cannot exist. Grandeur of ideas is founded on precision of ideas." Here's a poem for today by Philip Terman entitled Walking to Jerusalem. Pedometer attached to her belt, your mother, spry and strong at 80, joins the other Methodist Church members in calculating the 5,915 miles, no matter the weather, to add up all the way from Linesville, Pennsylvania, to Jerusalem. They need not worry about miracles or pausing at the signs of the cross. They need not stop for security to check their purses for weapons. They need no visa, nor baggage, no money to exchange for shekels, no guidebook, no guide. They need no ancient tongue or prophecies. They are simply day by day walking mile after mile. The sink to the table, uptown to the post office, down the block to visit the sick neighbor, Sundays to and from church, and when they walk far enough, adding up their pedometers together, they will arrive in Jerusalem and keep walking. A poem by Philip Terman, Walking to Jerusalem, from his collection Our Portion, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.